To dissociate isn't it like to withdraw? It feels like something violent. It is kind of, I think it's something painful. Dissociate.
Well, non-attachment or non-entanglement, I don't see how that's violent.
But to dissociate isn't it like to withdraw?
No, it means to be dissociated from something is just not to be connected with it, or not to be entangled or up close. The English doesn't imply anything necessarily violent. So to associate means to draw close. Dissociate is to draw away. It doesn't have anything necessarily unwholesome to it. It's just inclining away from something that is unpleasant or unwholesome.
So how is it called when you kind of, you know, you have a thought you don't like, and then you just like, you hit, in a way, you hit it away, you kind of...
You don't have to.
sort of suppressing it. Or a child says something and you say to it, stop talking, I don't want to hear it, like, you know.
Well, that's one of the ways of dealing with distracted thought, but it's sort of at the extreme end. The first choice is to direct the attention away from it or to simply let go of it. If it is very persistent and very strong, then the Buddha speaks about using this kind of more aggressive modes, which are there. So it just says, like a strong man will hold down a weaker man, kind of like a wrestler. That's sort of number five on the list of five. But if you look at the sutta called The Removal of Distracted Thought, sutta number 20 in the Majjhima Nikaya, there's these five different modes that the Buddha describes, going from the most sort of subtle and delicate to the most extreme. So, yeah, the last one, the sort of fifth on the list, is pretty violent. It's like, and then he uses these different images to describe those. But the first few are quite sort of gentle, and that's that your first approach is to just turn your attention away from something, just as like you are, say, looking at the image of something and you just turn your advert your attention away from the image that you're looking at. Or if you need to apply a little bit more strength, then it's like taking a small peg to knock out a big peg. It's so that you use a skillful thought to substitute for an unskillful thought. Mm-hmm. But you find it interesting, there's a very helpful sutta, the Vitakka Santana Sutta. But dissociation in English is not intrinsically a kind of an aggressive or unwholesome term. Just like Lumpur Pasanna was talking about the Buddha choosing to incline away from the yakko with the bristly fur on his skin, Suchiloma. It's like he was choosing to dissociate from that or draw away from that. It's a movement away, that's what the word means, but it doesn't have to be unskillful.
It's a tool and it needs to be used in a proper way.
Yeah. That's like drawing close to that when the Buddha says Tathagata's delight in empty places. When an Atapindika wants to offer the Buddha a residence, a monastery, what kind of place can I offer you? And the Buddha says, Tathagata's delight in empty places. An Atapindika thinks, okay, I'll find some kind of quiet place outside of the city of Savatthi. That'll be a peaceful, quiet place that will be pleasing to the Tathagata.
Here I lost the context.
Well, that's like choosing to associate, going towards something, rather... Yeah. As the opposite example.
Ah, yes.
So just as the Buddha can choose to move away from or move towards, but those kind of qualities of choosing are not intrinsically unwholesome. Like the Buddha saying to the yakka, your touch is unpleasing to me. Some kind of polite way of, your touch is off-putting. You're bristly like a hedgehog, you know. So. He doesn't say it quite like that, but.